CinemaObsessed.com, Lights, Camera, Obsession. We are CinemaObsessed.com, here with our podcast, Cinob Speak.
You sound very excited.
I'm very excited. Do you know why I'm very excited?
Why?
Because we have a new microphone.
I hope it sounds as good to other people as it sounds to me.
It sounds so much better. I mean, we might not be up with the current technology, but we're trying. We're trying, folks. All for your entertainment.
Coming soon, we'll get some good editing going, and we'll give you little clips here and there, and it'll be good. We're working our way one step at a time here.
That's right.
First, a good quality recording.
So,
what's up?
What's up with you?
Aliens, that's what's up.
That is what is up today.
Aliens.
Okay, so...
did we pick a name? This could be Amazing Aliens. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Good enough? No?
Whatever.
Amazing Aliens. Whatever.
It's kind of obvious, isn't it?
Okay, fine. I'll just... Auspicious Aliens. I don't know.
Episode to be renamed at a later date.
Right. By the time it's posted, we'll come up with something good.
Yeah.
Okay, so... As per usual.
As per usual is acceptable.
Okay, go. I've compiled a list of titles that are significant alien films to me and you.
Sure.
Ready? And we'll just chat one by one about each title.
Like this is different from any other episode we've ever done.
Nope.
It's just, I feel bad if people are looking for some kind of rhyme or reason to what we're doing, because really we're all over the place.
Is there any new business to be brought forward before we begin? How about, here's something I'm excited about. I know you are too, because we keep talking about it. Total Film is having a contest to put your picture on the cover of their... like, next issue, or like 2 issues from now, they're going to put the winning photo on the cover. Mm-hmm. And we submitted our caricature. I want this.
I want it.
I want to be on the cover of Total Film.
I want it. I can feel it. Like, I can feel it like it's right in my neck. Alrighty then.
That is a reference from Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew you'd know that.
Chicago. Anyways,
who invited the Monopoly guy?
This is a lovely room of death. Take care now. Bye-bye then. I could go on, but let's stick to aliens.
I thought you were supposed to love all animals with adventure.
We'll do a Jim Carrey podcast at a later time.
I could do just an Ace Ventura When Nature Calls podcast.
Yeah. Guano. Okay. That's one of, you know what, we should make a, like, best sequels podcast and just talk about some of the sequels that, like, better than the
Return
first.
Return to Oz? Hello.
Would you say that's better than the first
one? No, not better, but I'm saying, good, like, sequels. If it, like, stuck with me.
And, sequels that shouldn't have been made is a podcast, and sequels that were fucking awesome is a podcast. Aliens.
Okay. Yeah. Aliens. Oh, yeah, back on track here.
Let's get back on track.
I don't know how we got to Guano, new business, but whatever. Here we are.
No.
Aliens.
Hey,
Oh, new business, yeah. Nothing else?
No. Sally, are you taking minutes? Good. Okay, there's no new business.
Okay.
There is no Sally.
Who's Sally? There's no Sally. I would like to give a little shout out, if I may,
at
this point.
I just said, is there new business? And I closed the minutes. Well, I wasn't thinking of...
I know, I'm sorry. Minutes back open.
Sally, go back.
Sally, get back to
your read that back, Sally.
She sits at a typewriter.
She's a stenographer. Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to our newest fan.
Which one?
Which one? Like, we have so many.
I don't know. We've had
our
a few.
Our new podcast fan.
Oh, is it Jen? Is it Jen?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
She's listening to all their...
She does the beads.
The beads.
Oh, yeah.
The pixelated
Sup,
beads.
Sup,
Jen? Jen is very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool chick.
She did the Oogie Boogie beads. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That got a good response when we put that up.
Hi, Jen.
You can mail me that. That would be cool. I would put that up. I saw on her blog some of the other ones that she does.
Mail you what?
The Oogie Boogie bead thing?
You mean you want the actual bead?
I want it.
Well, I want it too.
No, but she did a Casablanca one and some Nintendo ones that the geek in me just melted for.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Jen, call us.
Oh god, is her name? It's a Jen, right?
Yeah, it's Jen.
Okay, cool.
I crowned her queen of beads.
Okay, aliens.
Aliens.
Are we ever getting on to the aliens?
Yes, we are now. Damn.
Okay, I'm going to start with the one I want to get out of the way quickly because it's the obvious one.
Duh.
And to be honest, like, classic, good movie, but I fucking hate it because it's too sad. E.T.
Yeah, depressing as shit. He's cute. He's cute. The little fingies. ET phone home. Okay. Everybody knows it. It's adorable. But Jesus, Murphy. If I want to get depressed and feel like shit, I put that on. And then I followed up with Bambi and then go kill myself. Contemplate killing myself.
Then I watched the last half of Titanic. And
yeah.
I watched the invasion scenes in Pearl Harbor and explosions. And then
Reservation Road.
And then Saving Private Ryan.
And then swallow a bottle of pills.
Too sad.
Listen, but E.T., I shat myself on Boxing Day, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
When we got the super duper special edition box set.
It had the script in it.
Beautiful. It was beautiful. It was $100 and we got it for $4.
Six.
How did that happen?
$6.
Either. Whatever.
Yeah.
We got it for under 10. So I crap myself with joy. Have I watched it since? No.
No, I'll never watch it.
I looked through all the stuff that came with it. I thought it was really neat. Yeah. I need to have it in my collection as a collector.
Yeah.
However.
Although no. The collector in me is like, you don't fit right on the shelf. You piss me off.
You piss me off. I have to keep you under the table with the DVD player.
Yep. Anyway.
Mofo.
Dorks.
Anyway, enough about E.T. Let's move on.
Pretty much I don't have anything more to say other than, yeah, it depresses the shit out of me.
Yeah. He wears a hoodie in it. Cute. Okay. Moving on. Classic 80s. Anyway.
Next. Cocoon.
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 Love Cocoon. So these bunch are, of old folks.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do? A plot synopsis or what?
No, I was just going to say this is... God. You're so condescending. I was just going to say...
Not?
I was going to say it's a different take on aliens because they're not... Well, E.T. wasn't scary, but the aliens in Cocoon aren't scary either. And they're like, aren't they taking care of the cocoons? Like, they're very peace-loving and, like, they don't hurt anyone. Gutenberg, etc.
At first, though, you're not sure. You're not sure if they're goodies or baddies. There's a bit of suspense.
Really?
In the very beginning where you're like, oh my gosh, like, who are these people? Yeah, don't you remember? It's kind of... And then once you get to know what's happening, you know, you're like, oh, wow, cool. Live for eternity, eternal youth, whatever.
Yeah.
And good for them, the old folks. But it's really sad, though, in a lot of parts.
Well, yeah, it takes place in a senior's home, and that's always just sad in and of itself, right?
Yeah.
Those kind of homes.
Anyways, so Cocoon 1 and 2, though.
This will get less depressing as we go on, I swear.
Cocoon 1 and 2, though, were both really good.
Yes.
But I have to say I remember Cocoon, the first one.
Yeah.
Cocoon 1.
Yeah, Cocoon 1. The OG Cocoon.
The OG. I remember Cocoon really well. Cocoon 2, not so much, but I have both. Love them. Next.
Cocoon 3, Return of the Cocoon.
Let's do that when we actually start writing and directing our own films.
Unnecessary trilogies.
Unnecessary trilogies.
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks. Now,
you know these aliens. Those ones.
That's annoying.
Yeah. They were really good at Tim Burton, though. They were really good. They were CGI, but they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for probably 10 years ago now, they looked really good. I remember when their heads exploded inside the helmets, and then the helmets was covered.
The helmets was covered. Not the vapors.
I remember they looked really good. Yep.
Well done.
Yeah.
Good movie. Really funny. I liked it.
So many
good names. People in it. So many big names in it.
Something that I can't believe. I'm like, Jack Nicholson.
I remember not paying attention to that movie we were fairly young when it first came out, and like, I didn't remember paying that much attention, but you really turned me on to it. You were like, you have to see Mars Attacks, and I, you know, it's weird. Yeah. If you picture seeing it, like the cover and kind of knowing a bit of the synopsis, you're like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah.
You have to watch it to get it, you know?
And like, it's ridiculous because it's like a Hank Williams record or some country singer that ends up killing them all because it makes their heads explode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy old grandma.
Good stuff.
With her stuffed cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Close Encounters
of the Third Kind.
Close Encounters. That's currently on TMN right now, and I've watched it. So I'm refreshed on Close Encounters.
I watched it on DVD not long ago after I bought it. I got to... Mm-hmm.
Again, it's one of those, are they goodies or baddies, and you're not sure, but it turns out so well. Like, the alien movies don't have to be terrifying. Mm-hmm. It's like it imprints this thing in their brains, and he's like, you know, making the mashed potatoes into the...
This means something.
This means something, and then he like pulls in his wife's garden into the living room and builds the giant thing, mm-hmm. and they play the songs like... Boo, 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 and shit like that. And they're like reciprocating with sound and lights and... Mm-hmm. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Except it really burns nice. Their faces.
Except, I mean, okay, let's just interrupt this list for a second here. I have to ask you a question, because I don't think we've ever really discussed this. We've seen both sides. We've seen, you know, the Mars attacks. They're, like, evil. They want to kill everybody and take over, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And then we've seen Cocoon, where they're there to, like, help the old folks cross the street and shit and give them eternal youth and take them back to their planets to live forever. Whatever. We've seen both sides, but... Do you think that if aliens come to Earth, it's going to be a little picnic? Or is it going to be like, you're all dead, bitches?
I don't know. There's two sides to that coin, right? Like, either they'd be so advanced that they would not want to cause war, that they would want to come and help us. Maybe that's, like, the idealistic version. And the other version is, like, they would be just like us, but more technologically advanced. So they'd be like, we're going to suck up all your resources.
Right.
No? Thoughts?
I don't know. I mean, I just think with, that...
To conclude my thought, with infinite planets, I don't think we'll ever make contact. It would be a needle in a haystack that two life forms... This is stupid. I don't like this guy.
Okay, no, I just was wondering if you thought it would go in a good direction or a bad direction. Really, you're the one who dragged that out.
Sorry.
Overanalyzing. Anyway... I think it would be good, personally.
It would cause chaos. I mean, like, people would lose their shit. Especially the religious people.
Oh, well, yeah. Let them be.
Mayhem. Let them freak.
Okay.
So, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Good, yeah.
Classic. Good.
Moving on to the fourth kind.
Which we just saw recently. We didn't see it in theaters. We saw it when it came out direct.
I'd never heard of it until you told me that someone at your work had said... This was the best alien movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. I hadn't really thought much of it either. I'd never heard of it until then. And, yeah. I guess they really enjoyed it, and they said we should check it out. And so that's why I brought it forward to you. And it was pretty enjoyable. Except that, you know, for me, they were pitching it like... We were pretending that we were looking at real footage. But the problem was the actors, the no-name actors, pretending to be real people in the real footage, were such bad actors that it was like, ugh, I would have just rather seen, you know, even good actors that I know.
They picked no-name, they picked unknowns because they thought it'd be more believable.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was terrible.
But I know a lot of people who thought they were watching real footage, and I was like, well, really?
Did they go to school ever? Did they, have they been out in society? Like, I mean, to believe something like that, though, is a little, I mean, only because the acting was so bad.
I predict
so
we're going to get at least just one email of someone saying, I thought it was real.
Maybe.
And I'm very educated.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
But maybe it's just that we watched so many movies that we know that that's it was thing. Just that's the style, the pitch of that movie was, that was their shtick. It's real footage interspliced with,
And you know what? A lot of it was good, though, but there was quite a bit that was bad.
But it scared the caca out of me.
The caca was scared out of me as well.
I didn't sleep
it
well.
It was such a good story. Such a good story. Really original. And, like,
the hypnosis.
It was one of those
creepy.
It was one of those things where... Oh, yeah, the hypnosis. It was one of those things where you didn't have to be shown the big baddie of the movie or whatever. You don't have to see what you're scared of. They keep you in enough suspense that without showing you anything, really.
Yeah
it's really creepy.
Fire in the Sky.
Oh, following up the fourth kind with another abduction movie. That's awesome. That one I remember seeing when I was just a little too young. Mom and Dad let us watch that. You don't remember it as well?
I remember one scene mostly. I think I put it on the site, but...
There's not much more to say other than it's an alien abduction movie, so they're not coming down here to invade. Like
They're baddies, just, right? This is one of those,
well,
you should be scared
like,
of them?
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, they're treating us like science experiments type of thing.
Yeah.
Which is what...
Maybe there's no ill will, it's the way we treat rats in laboratories.
Sure. Like, anyway, it was a long time ago that I saw it, but I remember being totally frightened, like... totally scared. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night, the same night that we watched it, and I was hallucinating an alien floating over my bed. That's and I terrifying. Remember having, like, serious heart palpitations. I was young. I was like, oh my god, am I seeing this? Is this real? So I'm like, and mom and dad should not have let me watch this. I am just old enough to understand, though, like, I should not have seen that. Anyways.
Did I include that in the post of movies we were too young to watch?
I don't think so, because I don't think it hit you as hard as it hit me. I think you were
too young to even really be scared, yeah, maybe, or maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Even though there's only a couple years between us, really, like, those couple years matter when you're quite a bit
younger.
Wasn't
it a book?
I feel like I believe it was. Yeah, I think it was. I think it was made into a movie in the 90s. Anyway, good movie.
Signs.
Shamalama ding dong. I love M. Night.
I love Joaquin Phoenix. Pre-weirdness.
It's that weird. Anyway, let's not even go down that road, because that weirdness is going to be an amazing movie.
I hope.
And then he'll go back to normal, so don't worry about it.
Hope so.
I love the kids. In the
Didn't you see this in theaters? And you came back Culkin. And you were, like, really uncomfortable throughout Signs,
yeah,
in
the
theater?
I was really freaked out, as I was for The Village, too. His movies really keep me on edge. Like, some people just bash him, but I have to say, like, I love what he does. I love how he tells a story, and I was in complete suspense for this one.
Yeah.
Again, it's, you're not quite seeing what, you know,
that's
they give
worse.
You a glimpse, and it's so much scarier that way, and you don't know whether it's good or bad, you know? So they're hiding out in the
dark
cellar.
And I thought all the acting was good. Everybody put in a good performance.
And it was a good story.
Yeah.
Between the family and stuff. That was, yeah. Well, that was a good alien movie.
The only thing I take issue with in this movie is M. Night's stupid cameo. He gave himself, like, quite a big speaking role in this one.
Yeah.
He was the neighbor that, you know, killed his wife accidentally.
The driver that hit his wife.
No, he fell asleep.
He fell asleep.
Otherwise,
we would have
hated him too much.
No, that's true. Then it would have been unforgivable kind of thing for the audience. No, that's right. He fell asleep at the wheel, and he locked one in the pantry, and then
that was terrifying.
That was terrifying.
And by the way, I locked one in the pantry, and he drives off, and I was like,
so I don't think they like water very much. I'm going out, I'm going to go, like, camping, or I don't even know what the hell he said.
Asshole, he was right.
Yeah, he was right, but anyway, I think he needs to chillax on putting himself in his own movies, just because he's not the best actor.
Like, he didn't put himself in Last Airbender, as far as I saw, like, not noticeably.
No.
I think he might be done with that.
I don't know.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
To another movie where aliens are killed by water. War of the Worlds. And
funny.
We'll talk about the recent version, because it's recent. I'm not going to talk about the, you know, old versions. I'm sure there are a few adaptations, would you say? We'll talk about the Tom Cruise one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll talk about the recent one.
I love that. I love that version. It scared crap out of me.
Alien movies really, really scare me in general.
Yeah.
Like, totally freaky. Really good special effects. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that it kind of got going right away. Like, they don't make you wait.
Yeah, it so kind of catches you off guard.
You start that adventure
coming out of the ground
on.
And coming out of the water, and it was like, this was planned for a long time. So good.
It's getting windy and the storm's starting.
Yeah.
And then those clouds are something else. If I saw those
clouds. Yeah, the visual of him in his backyard looking out onto that bridge and the sky, like, behind the bridge, I thought, yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And, I likened it to Signs, because in the end, spoiler, they're killed by drinking water, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, okay, I know you haven't seen the Predator series yet, right? You're yawning. Are you bored? Wait,
only when you talk.
Go through your bodily functions and let me.
Only when you talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Predators, you mm-hmm. haven't seen.
I haven't seen any of them.
But you have to, because it's actually quite good. I know it feels like this macho bullshit movie.
No, I'm cool with macho bullshit.
They're really scary. Like, in the first one, it's like Vietnam kind of jungle. Like, mm-hmm. it's been maybe a year and a half since I've seen it, but it's all in the jungle, and they're, like, invisible, and it's I think it was 80s, the first one, so it's, mm-hmm. like, the special effects of the invisibility are, like, kind of crappy, but still good. Anyway, they look really scary, and he takes off his helmet, and you finally get to see what his face looks like, and they're quite scary.
I am interested to see them, for sure.
And they're just, like, the ultimate, like, that you can't get away from these fuckers.
It's just one of those things where there's so many movies I need to see that I don't even know where to start, you know? But
yeah.
Definitely Predators is on the list. Anything else you want to add about that?
No.
Okay.
They're good.
They're good. That is Let's all. Move
on. The next thing I have on the list is The Abyss.
Just watched that recently for the first time.
This is a spoiler that we're even talking about it because it's like a 2 hours of that movie. You don't really know that it's about aliens.
That's true.
So, sorry!
But shame anyway, on you if you haven't seen it already.
It comes down to, spoiler, aliens in the end that are living like the deepest part of the ocean or whatever, and they're looking out for people. They're like, you guys are fucking up, and mm-hmm. we're gonna wipe you out if you don't smarten up.
But title they save
Ed Harris,
and it's just hanging there.
But you know what? That's actually like the director's cut version. Like in the theatrical version, that tidal wave thing did not happen. So a lot of people have probably seen this movie, and they're going, "What tidal wave?" Mm. So that's
Oh, cool.
That was a special.
I didn't realize that. That's neat.
Yeah. Have you seen The Astronaut's Wife?
Yes, Johnny Depp.
Another kind of really version of an alien.
Yeah, a little possession. Different. A little different. Yeah, possession. Creepy.
Yeah.
And that movie really freaked me out, too, in a different way. Like, more a psychological thriller than anything.
It's something to do with... He's in space and...
Yeah, and he came back and...
Yeah. They have an accident during a spacewalk, mm-hmm. and he impregnates Charlize with, like, evil twins and stuff.
With evil alien babies.
Okay, enough of the depressing aliens. Okay. Let's move on to Coneheads.
Probably my favorite aliens of all time.
My favorite SNL adaptation also.
Oh, well, I think it's probably a lot of people's favorite SNL adaptation.
I like the dialogue you just put on the site. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Or Thursday? And you.
I find you unacceptable. If I was not afraid of human incarceration, I would beat your skull in until it is, I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever. He's so funny. I love Beldar. It was Chris Farley, him and Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Because Chris Farley plays Ronnie.
Ronnie.
I think it's Ronnie.
Ronnie.
And Connie, Beldar's daughter.
Yeah.
Is into him, and he gives him shit for whatever reason. He's like, anyway, love that movie. It's so good.
Moving on.
Sure.
Another recent one. Mm. This is a mixture between Are They Goodies or Baddies. This is District 9.
Okay.
Is the dog snoring?
The dog was snoring.
If you're picking up weird noises, that's because the dog is snoring.
Yeah, sorry about that.
District 9. I liked it. Made a lot of people nauseous, but I was okay.
I have to say, like, because I have really bad motion sickness, so I was starting to feel it, but in about, I don't know, the halfway point, maybe, would you say? It kind of takes a turn, and we're on a different, they take you on a bit of a different narrative. It's not about real footage and news, and, you know, it's not like that, but it's like we're really following him. As he's turning, you know?
Yeah, that camcorder perspective is eliminated.
And the revolt and stuff. And that,
and it's like, they're good, they're just being, you know, they're powerful and they're dangerous, but they're not, they don't act out on it. They're just putting up with all this human bullshit.
It's so sad.
I can't wait for a sequel, by the way, District 10.
Oh, I know.
It's gonna be good.
You think it'll be called District 10?
Of course it will. They're not gonna call it District 9 Part 2 or District 9 2.
Well, what's District 10, though?
In the end of District 9, they were relocating them. That's what they were evicting them and moving them further away from Johannesburg to District 10.
Right.
And he was like, look, it's our new home. And the guy was like, you don't want to live there. Their tents are smaller than the huts. Like, it's not going to be good. So it's like, shit's going to get worse. And I want to see how that plays out with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If the, you know.
He's going to come back.
Christopher comes back for him, like he said he would.
Come back for him.
He said it would be 3 years or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yep.
I love that movie.
Loved it.
Not a big rewatch, though, because it's just.
No, it's a little heavy.
Yeah.
A little heavy.
But one that I have rewatched many times. And I don't know how I found it. I think I found it through the 6 movies for 6 days for $6 at West Coast Video.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
I think because I just saw the cover of this and I was like, I know Jim Carrey and I know Gina Davis, you know? Mm-hmm. He's snorting. Sorry. It's distracting me. It's a little chihuahua, folks. So he's sitting here snoring and snorting and generally making noises. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I knew the cover and it was very colorful. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah.
It's 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Also Jeff Goldblum, who I appreciate much more now.
Oh, I love Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. Jim Carrey. This is such a good movie.
Do you remember it?
It's you showed it to me. That was, again, I watched it just last year. Like, it wasn't one that I had heard about. And I don't know when you had first seen it, but...
A long time ago. But it's slightly musical also,
mm-hmm.
which is fun.
So good.
They turn them... They're like hairy and they've got like a whole bodysuit of makeup on.
I still need to find it on DVD somewhere. So I need to own it.
I I don't know where I got it. I must have gotten lucky. Okay. That's a good one. If you haven't seen Earth Girls Are Easy, I'm sure you haven't heard of it.
Silly alien movie.
A silly, cheesy 80s romp. Rent it, because it's really good.
Yeah.
Also, is it Julie Brown? Anyway, she used to be an MTV VJ, and a lot of Americans might know her.
Mm.
She was in it, and she has a musical number, too. And it's weird to see Gina Davis played like a total bimbo nail salon looking girl. Anyway, we'll move on to the granddaddy, I guess, or the big boy. Independence Day.
Oh, okay.
Thoughts?
Well, I wouldn't call it the granddaddy. The granddaddy really would be like Close Encounters. Or the original War of the Worlds or something like that.
Or the one, Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this one is definitely like what major modern blockbuster whatever box office smash. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Love Will Smith.
Yeah, that's around the time where I was like, Will Smith.
Will Smith.
You're more than the Fresh Prince.
And yeah, I remember he got out of like the shower in the beginning or something. I was like, I like you, Will Smith. I like you more than a friend, Will Smith.
I like Jeff Goldblum too in that.
Of course.
Oh my god, that's two in a row. Two in a row, Jeff Goldblum, Aliens.
True that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked him too. He was like the nervous Jew and I liked him a lot.
Oh my god, he's always kind of the
intellectual.
He likes to, you know, deductive logical reasoning. I don't know, like he's, it's just, that's him. He's neurotic. I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. So, that, I mean, obviously, even watching that movie now, and even though it was 1996, I think... I don't know. Seven? Off the top of my head, I think it was 1996. And the special effects were, like, they were groundbreaking for that time. And now you watch it and you're like, well, I can tell it's a model. However, it was really well done. Like,
you still can't tell they're models. They still look pretty good.
Still totally enjoyable. Like, it was ahead of its time for special effects, for sure. And you can watch it now and still, like, totally...
And that DVD has good special features on, like, how they built the models and how they did the flame coming down the street, you know?
Mm-hmm. Really good. Because we're special features whores.
Whores. I'm not sure if you've seen the next one. K-Pax?
Yeah, I think I've maybe missed all of 15 minutes of it, kind of spread out.
Okay.
But I've tuned in enough times because it's been on TMN and
stuff. Now, we don't get to see aliens. In fact, the movie leaves you wondering if he ever was an alien.
Mm-hmm.
But he claims that he's from the planet K-Pax and that he is an alien.
I love Kevin Spacey as this character. He's
so, like, sweet. And
he is. Yeah. If he is an alien, he's, like, the sweetest alien ever.
Do you remember the end? Like, what do you think? Do you think he... was, like, inhabiting that body, and then when that day came that he was waiting for, like, he left because then he leaves the guy catatonic? Or was it, you know, was it all psychological?
Well, the very end, though, he disappears, doesn't he?
No. The body remains, and from a scientific point of view, they find him on that day, and he is catatonic.
Right.
But that could also leave you to think that this person, this... entity from K-Pax was in that body, and then he left on that day, and now he's just like a shell of a person.
But he was taking one person with him. Did
that person disappears? Yes, that person disappears.
That's what I'm okay.
And he takes the girl who doesn't talk.
Confusing it. Okay, so yeah, the girl. I don't know. I think the audience is supposed to be. More on the side that it might be real, because that kind of gives it that magic and that, like,
yeah, he also goes to that planetarium at one point, and Jeff Bridges' character has, like, an astrophysicist friend, because that's common, and he's telling them things about, like, planetary systems that he's like, nobody knows this shit. Joe Blow off the street, especially a mental patient, would not know these things.
Right.
And he's, like, answering questions for them of things they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, are there any missing astrophysicists? And the guy's like, are you crazy? No. Because there's no other explanation for how he knows what he knows.
Right. I felt swayed. I was swayed to think, you know, yeah, I think he might be.
And the descriptions of his planet and stuff. And
it's beautiful, too.
Yeah.
You want to believe it's real.
Yeah.
Okay. Spacey rocks. Moving on.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan.
Synob Jonathan.
Synob Supreme a couple times, Jonathan.
Who told us to watch this puppy right here.
Yeah, and let me tell you, we watched it because you lent it to us. And then I went out and bought it. I spent more than I've ever spent on a DVD, I think, on
Did you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Which is, I mean, like, yeah.
10?
Probably.
We're bargain hunters, Peach.
Well, I think it's a little bit more than that. Anyway, because I saw it and I just totally flipped
out. It's not one you see often.
I have never seen that, but I've never noticed anything like that before, so.
Is it 80s? I'm sorry, I didn't do enough research. I didn't get the years for these movies, but I'm.
That's okay.
I'm fairly sure it's 80s.
I think it might be high top sneakers? Late 80s?
Okay.
I think. It's kind of timeless, though. Like, it doesn't. You watch it and it's you're not really in one time period or another, because it's just so bizarre. Most of it takes place on the ship that's on Earth, right? And they are killer clowns.
Really?
And they're
wandering the streets, too, these killer clowns. They're alien clowns.
A lot of it takes place on the ship.
If you're going to, like, Google this, it's clowns with a K.
Oh, yeah. Killer clowns. Alliteration, guys.
It was just a crap fest that I enjoyed start to finish.
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing. Really, like, funny and suspenseful. A little bit. Like, I was like, they were ugly fuckers.
They were ugly.
Scared me. And I was like, especially when they were on the ship. I was like, get out of there.
What are you doing in there? Do you know what Jonathan told me? Is that he has a total phobia of clowns. But the movie, the DVD was given to him as a prank, as a joke. Mm-hmm. Because he's so scared of clowns.
Right.
And then he watched it and he loved it.
He loved it. So. Thanks for passing that on to us, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, next I have Galaxy Quest, which I fit into every podcast in some way, I think.
Oh, it's so good. It fit into our sci-fi episode, for sure.
Yeah.
And this is a total alien movie. Again, another comedy, because mm-hmm. we got to throw those in there. We love it. Hilarious. The little spoof on the Star Trek kind of thing, mm-hmm. that they're a TV show. And these, although most of the movie they are in human form, when they are in their alien form, they're awful. They're so. I love when they beam them onto the ship for the first time, and the three of them come through, and they're like basically like walking octopuses.
Yeah.
Octopi? I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
So, anyways, with whatever.
But they still have big puppy eyes on them.
They're still sweet. They've got little tools and alien tools and stuff, and it's like totally.
Sam Rockwell. God, Sam I love Rockwell. You. Did you ever think that you're the plucky comic relief?
Oh. Oh my gosh, such a good movie. So yeah, some lovable aliens, and then also some, like, you mm-hmm. want to punch them in their face aliens.
Yeah, don't elaborate on that for me, because Stump the Synob is coming. Don't elaborate.
No, okay.
Okay.
I'm already nervous.
Okay, well, we'll just move on to the last title in our list.
Okay.
Before we move on to Stump the Synob.
Okay.
Men in Black.
Oh, classic. So, both installments, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is coming.
I just thought Men in Black would be a really great caricature for us if we were the Men in Black.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
But, yeah, it could work because the font is really good. Anyway, okay, we'll talk about that after.
The font is really good.
See, we're like, loser. We're nerds. I'm like, oh, great font. Anyway. that's what happens when you run a website.
Men in Black.
Men in Black. So, again, Will Smith.
Again,
oh
Big
my
Willy.
Gosh, love him. Love the fact that the whole hub, like the airport of sorts, the immigration.
Yeah, they have a customs hub, thing,
and they have customs. Yeah. Oh my god,
I love them. I loved like his audition to be one of them. I loved that whole part where he does everything like not by the book, and then that's why he's chosen.
Yes.
Yeah. And when he's pulling that table and it's making that horrible noise.
Oh, you know who I just realized is in this that I love?
Tony Shalhoub,
and he's also in Galaxy Quest.
He was hilarious in Galaxy Quest.
He was absolutely.
He steals every scene.
Absolutely hilarious.
Hilarious. Who'd have thought?
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so in Men in Black.
His head explodes.
Gets his head blown off, and then it like a new one grows back. Hilarious.
Do you have any idea how much that stings?
I love it. So yeah, I love all the little aliens they encounter in real life.
Oh, the cockroach guy who comes and takes Vincent D'Onofrio's body and he's rotting. We talked about that in another podcast, didn't we?
Yeah.
You were talking about the literal decomposition of a character, and I was like, ooh, good one.
Oh, jeez, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you said that.
Okay.
You said it.
Yeah, so, and then in the second one, I love the post office.
Oh,
his little
God.
Beatboxing back and forth, that one. You put that as lovely language segment.
Yeah, we need to bulk up that segment, because that's a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't done too many of those, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
His beatboxing was his length. Yeah, that was good. All the weirdos in the post office.
Yeah, that's super. Yeah.
Yeah, like in the first one, Edgar, your skin's hanging off your bones.
That woman. Sugar water.
Sugar water. Ma.
I love her, by the way. Can't think of her name right now. Isn't awful?
She's underrated.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess that about wraps it up, eh?
That's it for. Obviously, there are more alien lists. There are more alien lists. More alien movies, but.
And I genuinely wish we could sit here and talk about all of them, but, you know, that's that.
It could go on forever.
Listen, we could just start. We could do a whole episode on Star Wars aliens.
Yeah.
And we should.
We should
at some point.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So now it's time for Stump the Synob.
Okay.
This is where we quiz each other with movie tidbits, and it's my turn, and Angie, that's me, it's my turn to quiz Chantal, and this is the part where she turns her head to the left,
yep,
and has no knowledge of my questions.
That's right.
So, regardless of the speed and accuracy of her answers, she doesn't know these questions in advance.
No, because that would be absolutely no fun.
That would be no fun. I'd feel like a
phony. That would be no fun. Go ahead.
Okay. I got a few.
Okay.
In Signs. Mm-hmm. Tell me some of the signs seen throughout the film and what they ended up meaning. Signs in quotation.
Got it. Okay. Meryl, played by Joaquin Phoenix, was a baseball player. Not, like, professionally, but he was whatever. They mentioned that a few times. And he had the worst, like, strikeout record or something like that. Or highest home runs, and then he also had the most strikeouts. And when Mel Gibson's wife dies, she says, "Tell Meryl to swing." And then in the end, he needs to use the bat to strike all the glasses of water to kill the alien that's in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the little girl, his daughter, won't drink water. This one's funny. This one tastes bad. This one's poison. This one, whatever. And she leaves water all over the place. So in the end, all the glasses of water are, like, all over the room. And then Joaquin Phoenix, Meryl can just swing at them to kill the alien.
Mm-hmm.
The boy has asthma.
Yeah.
And his son has asthma. And when they, and he's having an asthma attack when they're locked downstairs. But when they come back up, when they think the coast is clear and the alien is in the living room, he's holding him and he's, you know, in, he's got, it comes out of his wrist, the, like, poison, whatever.
Yeah, it's gas.
Gas, whatever. And he's got him and he's doing it and they're like, no! And then afterward, so Meryl swings, water kills him. And then Mel Gibson's holding him after and he's like, oh, his airway was closed. It didn't get in, like, because he has asthma, right? It's like, oh, everything just worked out so well.
Excellent. Full points.
That was an essay question,
I know. Okay. But you got all of the ones that I
got everything?
Everything.
Okay.
Awesome.
Great.
Okay. Next. This is tough, because I know it was a while since we watched it, and we haven't rewatched it since. In Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh my gosh.
Name one of the clowns' weapons. In quotation marks, I say weapons. What they use to cause damage.
Okay. A flower that squirts acid. No, I don't know.
It's likely that that's in there, but that's not the example that I have.
Okay.
They have a main kind of weapon that they use to kill people.
Isn't that funny that I didn't walk away with any recollection of that? I just remember their really horrific faces and the ship that's like a circus tent and all that. Mm-hmm. Nope, I really don't know. It'd be just a guess at this point.
Okay, it's cotton candy. They wrap people in cocoons of cotton candy.
Then they
stick in a big fun straw and they suck out the inside.
That's right.
So the cotton
candy.
How
in the hell did I forget that?
I don't know. It's seen many times. Oh, and dogs are freaking out.
And dogs are barking. That's what happens, though, because they like to be in the room with us.
Yeah.
We want them to be part of our podcast, too, right?
She doesn't like the clowns
She
either.
Doesn't like the... She's like... dog translation? She's like, you idiot, Chantal. Of course it was cotton candy. How could you forget that shit?
Or it's the dog going, I want some cotton candy.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay. You have another question?
I have two more questions.
Oh, yay.
In The Fourth Kind, what animal symbolizes the alien's presence?
Okay. It's been like 3 months or so since we watched that. It's It's like not long ago, but just long enough that I'm. I want to say an owl.
That is correct.
Okay. But, you know, then I'm thinking, like, am I thinking of Harry Potter here? No. And then I know. Okay. Yeah. All right. An owl. Yeah. The freaky owl.
Yeah. But it's not an owl. It's not an owl. Remember that?
Oh, God. Oh, it's so creepy. Freaky, that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, so freaky. Okay.
Good one.
Oh.
Next. Ready?
Yeah.
Name the villain in Galaxy Quest. Remember, she says...
I know.
You know, come to negotiate surrender.
Do you know how... You would be so... You will be... I'm ashamed because I've rewatched this one. It's been in my bedtime rotation.
Yeah.
Lately.
Me too.
So I've probably, in the last month, watched it about 7 or 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's awful.
I'm sure people are just screaming at their computers right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I can't let it go on and on and on. Can you give me, like, the first letter? Just like, well, like, I know I've lost, but, God. Like...
Okay, I just spelled it phonetically here, because, again, my research skills suck, and I didn't look it up.
Okay.
I would say it's an S. It's an S sound.
Okay. Cyrus?
Close. Close. Very, like, almost spot on.
I can't go any...
Saris.
Oh, I was close.
Bonus.
Shoot. Oh, okay.
What does Tim Allen's character call him in the beginning? That should take care of old...
That should... Yeah. And the intercom... Like, the their connection is still on. Yeah. So he says, that should take care
it's
of
when he
old...
thinks he's just...
Yeah.
Doing a skit for a gig.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, fire all the cannons. That's good. Thanks. That should take care of old.
Oh my God. I am so mad at myself right now.
Because you know.
That should take care of old.
Picture what he looks like. What does he look like?
Well, yeah. Like, he looks like a reptile, kind of. Like. Oh, this is going to kill me when you say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to hurt me in my soul.
Well, don't take it too
okay,
hard.
Okay, well, I won't take it that hard.
Just say when you give up.
No, I have to give up because I can't let it go.
I'll take care of Lobsterhead.
Lobsterhead! Oh! Kills me.
You knew.
I knew. It's, oh, I knew the answers to these, but that was fantastic.
Yeah, you did well. That essay question, got you all your points, because, I mean...
Oh, awesome, good. So
like, you weaved
the
a
rest
beautiful
does,
web
The rest
of words.
Doesn't count.
The rest counts.
No, that's fun, though. Good questions. Fun times.
Yep.
Good.
You have any closing business? Sally, get going.
Sally.
Get typing.
How
about we could pimp out the contest to decide our new caricature?
That's right.
You can go on the right-hand side. You'll see the button that says decide our next caricature. You can go and submit an idea for our next character. You can tell us any movie character, but you can also, like, give us a background, like, props, anything to be in the picture, because we're going to send it to Dimple Art, our caricature mm-hmm. makers, and we're going to give it the full treatment.
Yeah, so. This is a professional caricature, so, yeah, that's a great thing to pimp out. So that's cinemaobsessed.com, that's our website.
So submit a new one, or vote on one that's already been submitted. Mm-hmm. There, you get a $20, the winner... determined by votes, we'll get a $20 gift certificate to our store.
Mm-hmm. Also, to check out in the near future, Alliance Films is going to be hooking us up on a regular basis with some great passes for upcoming screeners for movies.
Ottawa area.
So if you're not from the area, we can't really help you out. But
We will have posters and other things to give out, so people from not from the area could still win posters.
That's true.
We'll see.
They're gonna hook us up with some swag from all different stuff. The next one coming up is September 9th, and that is
Resident Evil
Afterlife. So look, check out the website soon. We'll have a contest going there.
Nothing too insane. It's not going to be like, send us a video of you streaking. It's going to be, you know.
No, because
we
we'll
want
have,
to see you at these premieres.
We want to, of course. So I think that's about it, really. As always, we welcome you to come by to the site. If you like you know, our little style. And if you
have an idea for a future podcast,
thanks for interrupting me, you asshole.
Sorry, go.
I just wanted to invite people to the site because I just really want people to understand what we're all about. Like, you know, we appreciate movies of all kinds, and the good, the bad, the horrendous.
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Okay. If you have an idea for an upcoming episode, or any thoughts on anything we've said, or any thoughts on, you know, anything at all, we'll, you know, send us an email to info@cinemaobsessed.com. Was that clear enough?
Yeah, but you're kind of saying it like they were dumb.
No, but I just don't want someone to go, you know, cinemaobsessed.com. Why isn't it going through?
I know.
Cinemaobsessed, because we're obsessed, .com.
Right.
So, you know, send us an email. We'll give you a shout out on our next episode.
Yeah. Awesome. It's been a slice with you, my sister.
A slice.
Check us out next time.
Bye-bye.